On this week's episode of The Change Show with Simon Phillips, I'm going to be sharing with you an answer to the question I've received, is communication a process? It's a great question because I think quite often when we're trying to communicate, there's too many thoughts going on in our heads. Have I got the process right? Are my skills up to date? Am I clear on what I'm trying to do? And all of these things get in the way of just connecting with someone. So we'll answer that question, and I'll also share with you something I created back in about 2008 called the Diamond Strategy. And it's 4 C's that are going to help you get the best out of every conversation and be an effective communicator. So let's get started. So roughly around 2008, I was invited to come to speak to a group of communication experts, people who were employed by their organizations to communicate about change, about transformation, and about all the things that impacted the workforce. And just to get everybody's attention, I called my talk, No One Is Listening, because at the time, in the UK alone, there were 50 million text messages being sent every day. Anyway, I thought I'd do a quick bit of research and find out what the volume might look like today. And I found a figure for the number of WhatsApp messages being sent every day around the world. What do you think it is? Okay, I've got the answer for you. 100 billion WhatsApp messages being sent every single day. And that's just WhatsApp. Doesn't account for TikTok, Telegram, Facebook, text messages, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, emails. The reality is, our messages are just contributing to the white noise. So many of my clients are complaining they don't receive messages, messages go into spam, information doesn't seem to land. Whenever they send out information, people don't read it. But with 100 billion messages on WhatsApp alone, is it really all that surprising? You see, fundamentally, communication is a process. It's about how do we get a message from A to B? It's no more complex than that. How do we ensure if we have something to communicate to another person or other people that we've created the systems and processes that enable that to happen? So it is a process, but it's an awful lot more. And that's what I want to share with you today, because communication is becoming increasingly the most difficult thing to do right inside an organization, especially in times of change. Because if we're going to break through that white noise, we've got to find a way of not just transmitting, but ensuring that it lands and ensuring that it's understood and ensuring that people know how to engage in an ongoing conversation. And that was the reason I created my Diamond Strategy back in 2008. And I'm going to share some aspects of that with you very quickly today so that you can get clear in your mind what sort of things do you need to think about if you're going to be responsible for communicating something. So let me tell you all about the Diamond Strategy. Now, if any of you have ever bought a diamond, you'll know that they rate the quality of a diamond using 4 C's. And those 4 C's are clarity, color, cut, and carat. So I'm going to use the same 4 C's to talk about our communication and how we can ensure that the message lands and we break through that white noise and we engage people sufficiently that they do listen. So the first one then is clarity. And this, quite simply, is just being really clear with your messaging. And for those of you that have been around the Change Show for a while, you'll know my passion for getting the why right. If you can communicate clearly about the why of your project, of your initiative, of the thing that you're talking about, get the why up front in your message. And the reason that works is because the why attaches itself emotionally to the individuals that you're communicating with. So why is really important because it lets the listener know, is this something I want to give attention to? Now, there are many other parts to clarity, but one that I want to make sure lands with you right now is avoid jargon at all costs. You may think those acronyms are known by everyone, but if there's just one person that doesn't understand it, you've disconnected them immediately. So avoid jargon, keep things simple, and that enables people to hear a clear message. So the second C of our diamond strategy is colour. I'm going to share with you two E's about colour that make it really simple to communicate in a way that engages other people. So the first one is empathy. Now, empathy is if you see somebody in a hole, you don't jump in that hole and have a conversation with them about how bad it is to be in that hole. Empathy is reaching down and giving them a hand out of the hole. So in other words, you know the challenge that they're facing, but you're there to help them solve the problem, not just commiserate with them. So empathy is really important if we're going to engage people. And the second E is emotion. If we're going to persuade people, if we're going to inspire people, we have to pass over some emotion. So storytelling is critical. Stories engage people. Stories allow people to attach their own thoughts and memories to the current situation and determine what this means to them. So that's the second C, colour. The next C of the diamond strategy is cut. What's the cut of your communication like? And for me, this is all about taking personal responsibility. So quite often I'm working with teams that are trying to communicate and let people know what's happening around the changes that they're orchestrating. But they only look at it as one directional. Can I get my messages from A to B? But as we discussed earlier, there are so many messages that are landing in people's inboxes or the whole multitude of social media channels. Whilst it may have landed, they may not have seen it. And in fact, when it comes to email, these days our systems are so sensitive, a lot of messages are ending up in spam. So cut is taking personal responsibility, not just for sending it, but ensuring that it's been received and it's been understood. So we have to follow up. We may have to make that phone call. We may have to send a second message and ask them to confirm that they've received it. We cannot assume that just because we've sent something that it's been received and understood. And the final C of our diamond strategy is carrot. And this is the real quality one. This is where we get to ask ourselves, how influential has my message been? Has it influenced change? Has it created new thinking in the minds of the people that I'm sending it out to? Because these days, the effectiveness of our communication can only be measured in the influence that it has. Are people taking action with your messages? Are they stirred emotionally and want to do something different as a result of the message that you're sending them? Do they have absolute clarity now as a result of the information that you're sharing with them? Well, if you use the four C's, you'll not just send them information, you'll engage them in conversation. Only when people are engaged do they thoroughly understand the communication that you're trying to put in place. So you'll see from those four C's that communication is a process, and as a result, it's something we can learn. We can learn how to influence, we can learn how to persuade, we can learn how to follow up and ensure our messages have landed. We can learn how to interact with people flexibly so that everyone can be engaged. And the other thing that we can do, now that we know what sort of process it is, we can practice. Very rarely do people get this right the first time or even every time once they've learned it. Even the most skilled professionals will make a mess of communication at some stage. They'll send out a message that isn't well received. They'll forget some key engagement aspects of the message and leave out a whole group of people. So everyone can make mistakes, but we can learn from those and just keep practicing. So that's it. The Change Show, the Diamond Strategy, everything you need to get out there and practice and become a great communicator. I hope that's been helpful. Thanks for all of your messages. I'm glad these shows are resonating for you and helping you as you go out there and be a great change maker. I'll see you back here again next week. Take care.